This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greg Reese reporting from mainland China for Infowars.com. Behind me here is the start of the HKZM Bridge. Opened less than 1 year ago, the Hong Kong Zhuhai Macau Bridge is 34 miles long, consisting of three cable-stayed bridges, an undersea tunnel, and four artificial islands. It is the longest open-sea fixed link on Earth. The bridge links the mainland to Hong Kong. This is the bridge the Chi-Coms are going to use to invade Hong Kong. Reporter Savannah Hernandez is reporting on the upcoming elections that are already fixed, where only one candidate who stands for Beijing rule over Macau is set to win the election. First comes Macau, second comes Hong Kong, and this is the breach.
After World War II, we saw the rise of communism in the Soviet Union and in the People's Republic of China. In 1949, the Chinese Communist Revolution, led by party chairman Mao Zedong, was responsible for the murder of over 100 million Chinese. Millions of others fled the mainland into Taiwan and Hong Kong, which as a result grew into thriving societies as mainland China plunged into darkness. 2019, the 70-year anniversary of the Communist Revolution, and despite its horrors, communism continues to spread. The People's Republic is a model for globalized governance, and the communist Chinese are now looking to absorb those who fled 70 years ago. 100,000 troops of the Chi-Com's paramilitary PAF are now training on the border of these autonomous cities, preparing for an invasion. And the people of Hong Kong are united against this tyrannical cancer.
Right behind me is mainland China, separated by this small waterway. With over 100,000 troops already amassed, set to invade, only a fraction of the people's armed force, the Chi-Coms are preparing for Tiananmen Square 2.0. Reporting from mainland China for Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
You know, in the old days, that video would get 10 million views on YouTube. It'll get 100,000 on Infowars. But we're hitting an audience that's already awake, which is awesome. You're the home base. You're funding us. You're spreading the word. God bless you. We want to really expose what's going on. So please, more important than financial support, go get that video. It's on Infowars.com. And there's like 10 of them now. Today, there's so many videos they're shooting. He and Savannah, the camera guy, had to come back to a family function. He's flying back right now. Paul Watson just got in. That's why we went ahead to the team early, was to support Watson. We wanted to tell you until he got into the country. He's into Hong Kong now. A huge demonstration coming up on Sunday. The Chi-Coms may invade next week. They've been threatening to. They've already sent in all these motorcycle squads more than 10 times. So InfoWars has people live on the ground. And by the way, I didn't tell the crew to go. I was like, do you want to go? And then Savannah's like, I want to go. And I'm like, well, there's this chivalry thing about sending a woman into a war zone, but you want to go? Because, I mean, they're really attacking reporters. It's dangerous. She said, I love it. I want to go. Then I said, don't go to the mainland. They go, oh, well, we're in Macau. It's not China. And I'm like, that does still count. Get your ass back to Hong Kong. So, I mean, I was like screaming at them this morning, kind of a smile on my face at the same time. It's kind of like, this is your mission. Should you choose to accept it, dude?
That's kind of how it's been here since for the 10 years that I've been here. You know, this is your mission. You choose to accept it. And we do, and we go and do it. And it's been quite a ride watching how things change throughout the years. So it's,
you know, they think it lowers our morale to be the most banned group out there. Yeah. I think it made our morale way better. I mean, I know people that bitched and griped before, and you know, that were great people, but people get it now. They're not, you know.
No, the awakening's happened. It's happening faster now that the banning's happening to more and more people. When it was you, it was like, well, it's just Alex Jones. But now, oh, now there's millions of accounts. Now millions of people are being affected by this. And now people are waking up. So, told you so.
It's an incredible time to be alive. Mike Adams is coming up, but you came to me today with new sickening, sickening sex crime stuff with children and the left and the pedophile story time, which is happening from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. This is their sick move. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Dr. Nick Begich is taking over. But Rob Dew, the InfoWars news director, has particularly been exposing the LGBTP movement. He's had a bunch of reports together. We've only got 10 minutes to do it, so take over.
All right. So first, this came across my desk this morning. Surgeon branded Francois as pedo after raping hundreds of kids while under anesthesia and recording abuse in sick diary. This is in The Sun. So a top French surgeon, Joel, some French name, alleged to attack girls and boys over three decades, sometimes again, while they're under anesthesia.
It's vampiric. It's why it's a vampire cult.
But this, you know, and this, and then they say, oh, Prince Andrew's only getting a foot massage. He wasn't doing anything with these young girls. And it's like, yeah, right. Do you believe any of this? Any of this crap? Especially after, you know, the guy in, who's the demon clown who's raping dead people, essentially, in,
Jimmy Savile.
Jimmy Savile. Yeah. And so you believe any of this? No. Well, now we've uncovered with the help, you know, with LifeSite News,
the reason that's important, too, is he was the best friend of Prince Charles.
Well, yes.
Delivered kids. But just keep going here. Just hit the news you got.
So here we got Houston Drag Queen Storytime shuts down after participant outed his child sex offender. That was back in March. Then Bombshell, another Drag Queen Story member, exposes pedophile investigation shows in April.
Gee, big surprise.
Okay. Now we have in Austin, Miss Kitty Litter, someone who... Owen has confronted a few times. Here's Miss Kitty Litter right here, and I have a video of Miss Kitty Litter so you can see what kind of person is reading to your kids. Busted in 96 for prostitution. Okay,
and we're going to play the Kitty Litter clip second. We're going to play your larger four-minute report first.
Right, but here is the criminal history conviction back in 96, arrested for prostitution. And if you guys pull up that article, you can find a better version of it. But it says here the name is David Richardson. So,
well, I mean, the guy that was in Louisiana at the city council, he goes, "I'm a sex worker, and I entertain men, but I can turn it off to your kids, and I'm going to groom them."
And when he says "drag queen story time," he does his eyes like "drag queen story time." Like, and I put that in this compilation video coming up, which will really bring people up to date,
because the fetish is your children, and everybody knows this. But this is how sick it is. But tell them about the 4-minute clip we're going to play first.
Yeah, this is basically a collection, basically of everything you've asked for. The people saying, "Come to the TV." The kid Desmond is amazing, doing the ketamine sniffing off his hand, him dancing at clubs. The shake your butt. I mean, every basic clip that we've found of these people wanting to groom your kids.
And the counter is, oh, this isn't that widespread. It's every town. It's every city. I was in San Diego getting breakfast in a little coffee shop, and they're talking about to the guy's kids, oh, have you gone to Drag Queen Storytime? And I look over on the wall, and they're having it there.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a pedo takeover.
It's definitely a grooming situation where they can touch your kids, get to know your kids.
Oh, they ride on them now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's all in there.
They have books in the library from the U.S. to Australia, published in the U.S., where they teach six-year-olds how to enjoy oral sex.
Right. And here's the thing. When I coach basketball, I have to get a background check to do this, to be around kids. Okay?
And you should.
These people, yeah, you should, of course. These people don't do that. They don't do background checks. Or if they do, it's very light, and they don't really look at their their records because we're finding people all the time with the help of others out there.
So yeah, they're not screening it because they're in on the sickness. Here is the boil down report.
Yeah.
With this one right here in town is a prostitute. Big surprise that wants your kids to sit on their lap. Here it is.
This is Greg Reese reporting from mainland China for InfoWars.com.
That's not it.
You got to tell them the report. Just let me help.
It's called Ultimate.
Today.
So there it is.
We're gonna get it.
Drag queen story time.
My name is Blackberry. I'm a bearded drag queen. That means I'm a lady with lots of facial hair.
I'm actually going to be one of the drag queens reading for Drag Queen Story Time.
Drag Queen Story Time.
And we have to warn you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got young or impressionable children in your household, bring them to the screen right now.
And we witnessed parents taking their children as young as two inside to take part.
Talking, singing, and reading.
We can both be groomed.
To an audience of preschoolers, toddlers, and their caregivers.
The hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish.
Turn around. And shake your butt. Shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them.
It was a first for this branch of the public library, too.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Do you want to touch my hair?
No.
No?
And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable to seeing it.
No one's there to push an agenda on anyone. No one's there to persuade people or to recruit people.
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up? You could be a drag queen superhero.
Yes.
They were all accepting. They all were happy about it and excited and giving me hugs and everything.
You know, the woman gets up on her table, spreads her legs. It's a man. This is adult entertainment.
Most people seem to walk away having a good time.
Start them young, right?
Start them young, right?
Mm-hmm. Anyone can do drag. Everyone can do drag.
Everyone. The children.
I'm all about education. I actually do story time with drag queens in Chicago.
Just confirmed that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at a Houston public library as part of its drag queen story hour.
A media spokesperson for the library confirms one of those drag queens, Tatiana Malanina, is really Alberto Garza, a child sex offender. In 2008, he was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy.
This is Tatiana Malanina, my sister from Queens of the Week.
What has this world come to? It's come to a world where drag kids actually exist.
And people do ketamine on a couch. This one is the world's youngest club kid, and we challenge you as the people out there to find a younger club kid. Will they find one? No.
Please welcome Desmond Naples, a.k.a. Desmond is amazing.
Yeah, have you been to a nightclub?
No.
No? Okay.
Drag should be an all-age thing, and some people consider it provocative. It's not inappropriate.
I'm all about education.
And everywhere else, it's called pedophilia. But when it's done institutionally, and they can get away with people dressed up like demon clowns with your children. Pull up Tranny Time in the New York schools. This is put out in the New York Times like it's wonderful. And it's the biggest scary-looking group of weirdo pot-bellied men. Looks like a bunch of Dennis Hastards running around with clown makeup on, just hopping around, rubbing their giant bellies in front of children. And you're like, what alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in? Woke up in the satanic new world order, Rob did.
Yeah, you have. And it's happening right now, and it's accelerating. It's not just incremental anymore. It's like they put it into overdrive, and if you don't do anything, if you don't stand up, it's going to run over you. It's going to run over your kids. Now, I want to get to this last clip before we go to break. This is the 17 seconds. This is Miss Kitty Litter and a promotion she did. So this is a person who is reading to your kids.
In Austin.
In Austin. Play that video.
Oh.
The Austin International Drag Festival happens this year from April 28th to May the 1st. We want you all to come down and experience some of our Southern horse brutality. I mean hospitality, that is.
And it's a baby in a cooking dish about to be cooked. They're telling you, we're killing the kids, we're raping them. It's their religion.
It's admitted right there. And then you keep finding these people.
Bring your children close to the TV so you can corrupt them. And it's
shake your butt.
Convicted guy that cut up his boyfriend with a chainsaw.
Yeah, that's not, and it's hard to put that part into the whole story, but yeah, that guy sitting there was convicted of that and served jail time.
But only 15 people. Years.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. And then you got Miss Kitty living
here. This is literal psychotics that have taken over the government. These are their foot soldiers.
And they want to get close to your kids.
And they all dress up like nuns, too. It's like men and It the Clown Comic. I mean, I would be scared of these people.
Yeah, no. And that one you show where you're freaking out, it's that one with the things coming out. I mean, it looks like a demon. I'm sorry.
It's demon pedophile time. All right. Earlier I said Dr. Dick Beckett, and then I said Mike Adams. I'm going from memory. It is every Friday, part of the fourth hour, the great Dr. Nick Begich. He talked about the fluoride in the water, 5G giving you cancer. It's all admitted now. Why are they admitting it? What's the big picture? Straight ahead. Great job, Rob Dew. Then the War Room, 3 o'clock today. Whatever you do, spread those links. We really appreciate you, listeners.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back to InfoWars, and it's August 23rd, 2019, 11 o'clock hour in my part of the world. I'm broadcasting from Anchorage, Alaska, routed through the guys in Austin. I really appreciate everything everyone does, and I missed last week. I was in the wilderness, literally, in the background today. For those who have the video feed, you'll see a little bit about where I was. It's a property I have with some partners. Pretty remote. It's a two-day walk, bushwhacking your way in. We went in a little easier this time, but, you know, it's an interesting thing because in the valley where my property is, there are no EMF signals. In fact, to get from where we spent a good bit of our time, it takes an hour to walk to a signal going up 70% grade and hoping you can get a signal out. So it's kind of neat. It's very unique. EMFs and the effect of EMFs on the human body has been sort of my area of expertise in terms of public reporting for 25 years. And, you know, and as a reporter on these issues, I can tell you, when you go to the wilderness and you are out of the EMF bubble, it's a lift. I mean, you literally feel such a lift off of you. You sleep better. You wake up more energized. Your focus is incredibly intense when you take that layer off. And then when you come back into the world, when you step back into what we call the world, the shock of it hits you. You know, I'm in a news block. I can't get a radio signal in there, okay? I mean, there's nothing coming in. So you come out of that, and you are sort of rebirthed into a world that's a bit alien from what you were just experiencing. It's a little bit of a shock, even after only 9 days. But the importance of all this is it takes you back to a time before radio. You know, what we're experiencing now is almost a billion times more background radiation, including the 5G and everything else, than existed 100 years ago when this property that I was on was originally patented and began to be developed 120 years ago. And, you know, when I think back, laying around me in this place are all kinds of remnants of technology of the age. And I think today where we're at and the contrast of that, literally walking out of the wilderness is more than a metaphor in the world we live in today. We are all walking out of our wilderness into our own awakening as to what is important as stewards of the earth in a different way than the greeny bunny hunters have envisioned for us. Because, you know, we're here to prosper as human beings and to develop something here in a very different way. And what the globalists have done is not just rape our children, but they've raped our world in a way that has constructed something destructive out of something that is meant to enhance humankind, serve humankind and the rest of the living organisms on the planet. And I say that from the standpoint of stewardship, not from the myth of BS environmentalism that's portrayed in much of the mainstream today. is quite different. You know, when I think about the whole 5G rollout, you know, and the whole technocracy and the evolvement of it, 25 years ago, over 25 years ago now, my journey of disclosure began along with parallel with Alec. We ran into each other early in our efforts. We combined our efforts in lots of different ways, you know, supporting one another through the years and now more aggressively working together. Because now is the hour that we all saw coming. It is 5 minutes to midnight. It's time to wake up into the potential that we are and begin to execute in this world a little bit differently. And that's what we're seeing. You know, we're seeing the activist model evolve out of the truth that echoes in the soul of every one of us. And this is what I think gets lost so much in the world as we rise out of this illusion, fake money, fake food, fake government, fake. And then they turn it and they say, we're that. No, this is not the case. You know, we heard from whistleblowers today. Whistleblowers are needed in our culture and in our society. You know, those that step forward with the courage of their convictions and lift from them the burden of the slavery of intellectual ownership. You know, think about it. For a few shekels, for ether, for fiat currency, ether, nothing, paper, nothing. They convince people that this is where their security lies, and it does not. It absolutely does not. And here it is. For someone to step out of that and to step into their truth is a courageous act. I don't care who you are. You jeopardize your life, your liberty, your pursuit of happiness, your family, your economy. You know, you've heard it for the last 3 hours what happens to people who step into the truth and begin to declare it. What I say in the face of all of that is that we need to continue, each of us, to step into the truth that we know each day. And when we make the mistakes, correct them as rapidly as possible and be accountable for them. But step into our truth. Speak that truth from the foundation of what we are as divine, creative human beings. Whistleblowers deserve the protection of everyone. Whistleblowers who don't violate the law in such a dramatic way as to imprison themselves, but to enlighten us. I mean, we need this information. You know, the Snowdens of the world one day will be the heroes of the world because they had the courage. That's a big step. They gave up a lot to do it. And I think in this moment, perhaps we should remember all these folks, including those activists today on air. You know, where does free speech begin? And where does it end in this century? And this generation, our generation, and the ones that follow are going to decide, are we free or are we slaves? Are we part of some illusion being pushed upon us and then creating that reality with this globalist elite? Because this is how it actually works, you see, is by focusing everyone's attention in a certain way and embedding it with a huge amount of human emotional energy, what was discovered in the mind control programs operated by the CIA and others is that the creative potential of human beings is captured and you can actually shape the reality in front of you. So what's happened is big media, big tech, in alliance with elites and governments and actors across many spectrums are now shaping the very reality using the psychic energy, the essence of divinity, and corrupting it and twisting it into this ugly thing that we see emerging in the world. We can take our consciousness back, refocus what we are, take out and lift the fear from us, and recognize the courage of our convictions, and that we do not walk alone. As we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we have no need to fear evil, because we walk in the light of power. The essence of what we are is human living souls. And in this day and in this hour, a call is out to rise into your convictions. Support this network, support your own voice, and be the voice of change in the 21st century. Take our government back. Take our world back. Take humanity back. This is the InfoWars. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action. And know, be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back to InfoWars.com, standing in this fourth hour for Alex Jones. And, before the break, just, kind of coming back into decompression mode from being gone. And I'm still kind of making the adjustment, really. I mean, it's nice to get out of the world every once in a while. I recommend it to everyone. I mean, just to clear your cobwebs and see things a little bit differently. Not a bad thing to do from time to time. It gets you kind of back in touch with what's going on around you from a different perspective, maybe a healthier one. You know, I want to talk about the 5G thing. And Alex was mentioning a little bit about the heat emanating from cell phones. And this is sort of the root of the problem. If you go back to Dr. Carlo's work, and you can look his work up on cell phones, he published on the subject the fact that the heat dissipating from cell phones into the skull actually is what is the triggering mechanism for much of the brain disorders that are being associated with cell phones. It does go back to Dr. Fry's research. I cited Dr. Fry's research in my first book, Angels Don't Play This Harp, 1995. And, you know, later, of course, his work progressed and so did ours. There were a lot of others in this work that looked at microwave hearing, looked at the effect of microwaves on the human brain, et cetera, et cetera. I testified on this in the European Parliament in the late 90s, which resulted in a whole series of things dealing with electromagnetic field effects, dealing with a little more thorough regulation in Europe. We never got that here, unfortunately. What we see now is only getting worse. What Alex said about 5G is exactly right. You know, 5G allows you with a much more precision effect, target, or should I say send a signal to a specific cell phone and then affect that cell phone in numerous ways based on the ability to manipulate its onboard electronics. You know, it's kind of like we have invited into our homes a device that saves the NSA and the CIA and the FBI and anybody else commercially or otherwise the trouble of bugging your home. I mean, come on, we all give it up for nothing, you know? I mean, here we are, the most transparent civilization on the planet with the most opaque governments in the world. Stop for a moment. Let me restate that. We have become the most transparent people on the planet through artificial intelligence, while our government has hidden behind a wall of secrecy. I don't care where you live in the world and where you're hearing this broadcast, and whether it's in China, the United States, Great Britain, or Afghanistan, it's the same deal. The people at the top are screwing us all equally, using our religions to divide us, using our philosophies to divide us, to create identity politics at an extreme level in every realm of the world and everywhere we travel, to divide and conquer the human spirit, and we cannot allow it. This is not who we are. This is not about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness anymore. That is what's being removed from us on a wholesale basis across the planet. We're all being infected by the same disorder propagated by an elite that wishes to make humanity slaves and has largely succeeded with the illusion of fiat currency and what 2,000 years ago the Greeks referred to as wage slaves, and even before, we've accepted as the status quo. Our humanity has been replaced by AI on so many levels, and now the very consciousness of man is being used to fuel the incubator of death. Take your brains back, take your consciousness back, start using our intellect, combine it with our heart, and begin to project in the world the way we were intended, and take it back. One step at a time. Do it in the way that is intended, which is not in some violent, crazy revolution, but a revolution of heart and mind joined together, an awakening that's long been predicted and is happening now in the midst of the traumas we're witnessing around the world. You either we're going to be a part of altering that force or we're just going to flow into it. And I'm not willing to do that. And a lot of people who listen aren't either. So we keep talking until they shut us up for good. And then we'll see y'all on the other side. Because whether we know it or not, we're all in it together and no one's getting out alive. And it's kind of the nature of life, right? I mean, I can laugh a little bit about it because no matter what happens, in the end we win. We just got to persevere through it and find some joy in it. And so that's where it's important, you know, turn off the devices for a while, connect with your friends and family. Make it your daily duty, you know, to do that. Say your intentions in the morning when you get up, you know, to break the cycle of fear and anxiety. Because, and I said it often, you know, when you think about mind control effects, I'm going to talk about 5G. If you can pulse modulate a signal, you can create a general sense of anxiety and agitation over the entire covered grid that operates as sort of a background noise. And what that does, that oscillation just keeps you aggravated. And let me tell you something. When that happens, the brain, if you look at it with an EEG, and this is science, folks, you can see exactly what happens. You roll into your reptilian mode of flight and fight responses. You roll back here. This turns off, you know, the part that really needs to be engaged, you know, and it disconnects. The two halves of the brain sort of go tweak, disconnect, you fall into survival mode, where what you need to happen is calm, quiet voice in your head, in your body, allows you to calm yourself enough so that higher order thinking can combine with heart and you can function with both hemispheres the way God intended to be at the optimum level of human performance. This is what human beings are intended to do. Balanced hemisphere with energy flowing through your system, connecting you to the universal, because that's what you were created to be. This is your carrier, ladies and gentlemen. This body you wear is your carrier covering a spirit that has much greater bandwidth than the regulation of a human form. You know, you can only hear a certain frequency. You can only see a certain bandwidth. You can only feel certain things. You can only taste certain things, but the essence of what you are has a limitless bandwidth, if you will, if you want to think about it that way. The other guys think about it that way, and they want to modulate your bandwidth. They want to control your perception of the world and reality, and then they want to take your energy and redirect it so the vision of the world is theirs. This is what media and the multimedia matrix has done is they have programmed the planet across cultures. You see it no matter where you travel, you will see this laying on top of it, which is embedding this agitation, this cage of agitation, this prison of energy surrounding us to hold us captive. This is what's happening right now, you know, and we've been talking about it from a lot of different angles, you know, for a quarter of a century and longer. You know, people came before us, too, and talked about this whole thing happening. And this isn't some predictive model from some esoteric source. Read the books. You know, I took a look again this morning at the book I wrote now almost 20 years ago. Earth Rising, the Revolution. You can, the only place you can find it right now, if you want a hard copy, is Infowars.com. Because I'm just not able to keep them out there any other way. But if you read it, just looking at the table of contents, you'll see all the topics of the day. The first article I wrote on cell phones was 1999, published in Explore Magazine. All of those things in real time now are happening. What can we do? We can wake up to what we are. We can begin doing what we can do, not what we can't do. Do what you know you can do to further the cause of freedom and liberty in a peaceful way, and it's enough. It's enough. If all of us do that, it's enough. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back this Friday, August 23rd, 2019, in the 11 o'clock hour for me in Alaska. You know that I had this great trip. I've mentioned a few of the segments today. Out on my property, about 812 acres in the Wrangell St. Elias National Park, largest national park in the United States. And it's a multi-use property we're developing out there step by step. And it took me so long to walk, you know, a few weeks every summer. This summer, one of my partners, Matt Roderick, from Anchor Point, he and I went out and we're walking through an areas that we have never walked before and haven't been walked in 100 years, and discovered we actually had on the property a waterfall that's over 100 feet high, dropping into a canyon, a closed box canyon that we also have on this property we had never seen before. So pretty interesting, you know, and while we're out there, you know, and we're going through this area, there's quite a bit of underground workings that have been left behind from 100 years ago, some other things that we're poking around at. But what strikes you so dramatically is the change in just your general sense of relaxation, because you don't have the EMFs bombarding you all day. And one of the things that I've talked about going back a number of years, as a quarter of a century now, is this whole idea of how your energy sort of begins to sort of resist all that. You know, it's like when the power fails in your community, and this is a great example of it, when it goes down, the power grid shuts off, your whole body just kind of contracts, just relaxes, because you don't have this constant thing that you've gradually gotten used to, this sort of pressure on your system, if you will. It's like the background noise in a crowded room. You begin to ignore it, and it comes on so slowly you don't even notice it. And this is what has happened with EMFs and their effect on us. Now, the idea of individuals being targeted by EMFs is not anything new. In fact, the technology is designed to create a more precision signal directed in a more particular way at much higher bandwidths and data feeds. And this is what it's all about, because as we've learned more about the brain and the body and sort of how it connects, we've also learned how to intervene, how to step in and alter the modulations, the natural ones in the body, to change cell states or conditions so you can affect people's psychology, brain activity. That's pretty easy to do. With more energy and more directed energy in a specific way, you can target any element. You can create a resonance that will harmonize with any element in the body, any molecular structure within the body, or any body organ, any cell complex. Virtually anything can be stimulated with a signal externally to create a resonance effect that will change its behavior within the human system. So the entire human system is actually modulated by very slight, very fine signals that tell everything what to do. And then that manifests as physical form through chemistry and through our biology. So the biologist only sees their vision. The chemist only sees their vision. The physicist sees only the mathematics that drives it and the energy fields that support it, that create it out of the nothingness. All right. So when all these guys actually communicate with each other, they get a bigger picture of how it all interrelates. And that's called integrated science. It's what the Soviets did before the Russians, and the Russians, in terms of their experimental and developmental models, continue. Because integration of science is where the greater knowledge lies. And in the U.S., we do the opposite. We compartmentalize, we subdivide, we hack it up, and it becomes so inefficient, and it also misses so many of the main points that it allows an economy a fraction of our size, like Russia. And I'm not being critical here at all of Russia. In fact, I compliment them on their wisdom in approaching science from the standpoint of integration, because this is where science happens, ladies and gentlemen. As a reporter in the sciences, I learned a lot across a lot of disciplines, so I could at least try and articulate something in a way that we can all embrace it and understand it and footnote it adequately so the scientists can go and test my sources. Because that's what makes the work that many of us have done credible, is the source documentation. You know, when you look at Alex Jones, over time, it's the source documentation. You know, in the earlier segments, he was talking about the pedophile rings and all that stuff we were hearing 25 years ago. And I'm on board with Alex on that one, man. Back then, I went, really? Can this really be happening? I mean, really? It was so crazy. I mean, it was so out there. And then as I watch over the last 25 years, each level of unfoldment in terms of the truth of that, and then I think about it now, with what I know and what I've seen in now four generations of government, my family being engaged in government from the U.S. Senate, U.S. House, state Senate, local levels, international. And this is what I know, that these things that were so gross in terms of those issues, this is the fuel of too much government, you see. Because through the fraternities of the Ivy League schools, where the rituals that bind the alumni, because they all know something about each other that would be so embarrassing their careers would be crushed like dust if the world knew. Because the world they play in takes whatever they are, whatever they've done, and they let them get into those high positions, and then they tell them, too many of them, what to do. J. Edgar Hoover was famous for this. You know, this is part of why I believe certain people disappeared, including my dad, in the 1970s, and others were killed through the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s, and even to this day. There are too many dead men that can't tell any tales. And they aren't tales, ladies and gentlemen. They are the blackmail tools of the elite that they've used to rape our governments, steal our democracies, and substitute a technocracy that seeks to destroy and control every breath we take, every move we make, and every free voice that we emerge into. And now is the time for our voices to be heard, not in a violent. Reach out, whoever your congressional leadership is, and let them know what is important to you, whatever that issue is. Let them know and take at least that much of your power back. And you may feel, none of them are listening. You only need one voice in the right place, in the right moment, to change the world into a different place. In this moment is our power, and we must rise into it as individuals, created in the image and likeness of God, to do something and not be the sheeple that others would have us be. And I'm not saying do things that are impossible. I'm not saying do things that you don't think you can do. I'm saying only do what you think you can do, what you believe in your heart you can achieve. Because that, my friends, is the essence of creative faith. It's as simple as acting on what you know, to be right and true, to be just, to be as correct as you can be. And then, if you're surprised and you've made error, fix it fast. Take responsibility quickly and then learn from that error and let it be the foundation of a brighter wisdom. Think of the lessons as a discipline of a father teaching you that lesson, not to be forgotten, but to be remembered. Our mistakes are the foundation of our learning, whether we're 2 years old or 60. Learn, grow, assert the power that you are, and affect the world around you, starting with the union that you have with your spouse, with your family, with your friends, and build a foundation of truth based on relationship and the power of the human voice pressed against the oppressor. It's always started there, you see, by the courage of people stepping into their convictions, speaking their truth, not in an offensive way, not in a way that tears down another, but recognize their divinity too and the right to disagree. And this is why the freedom of speech issue that is the foundation of this network has to be carried to the highest places in government. And government now needs to intervene. And this administration now needs to intervene to make sure our voices are not silenced ever, but are always there. Whether you agree or disagree, you can change the channel. You can turn down the volume. You can do whatever you wish, but do not silence our voices. Do not silence our voices. And everyone that's listening, infuse this network today. Infuse this network going into this end of our summer, and let it be the beginning of the end of the New World Order. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and you've been listening to the InfoWars.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.